All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me when I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, the shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where are the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics, he can't fight? Shit! I'll
fucking take all you want!
What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm alright.
In case the astute listeners out there may notice that there is one voice missing from that.
Which one?
With that thunderous greeting that we provided our listeners this week.
Ha-ha! Yeah. Welcome!
Well, that you've almost captured doing a crummy accent, so that's not terrible. That is something he might do.
So I should do it worse?
You should do it a little bit worse.
Do it worse.
And perhaps a little more southern, and you would nail it.
All right, then. So, let's get started with our program today.
So yes, Big Kev is not with us this evening. I believe in the middle of this snap cold front, he may be having some heating issues.
Yeah, that's not
good.
That
he needs to address. So
I think he should address them.
I think that he should address them. Considering it was 28 today and it snowed yesterday.
It's gonna be kind of cold.
Yeah.
This I feel that.
Yes. So
That is -2.2 degrees Celsius for all you international listeners or anyone outside of America. Why do we do shit like that?
You know, I because we're difficult.
You know,
and in addition to the fact that we're difficult, apparently, was it the UK or was it just Britain that at one point didn't use the metric system either and then went back to the metric system or something?
Yeah,
like
there's some country or something. Well, it was imperial system because
right.
It was the UK, and then they switched to metric fairly recently-ish.
Right.
But they were using it anyway, officially. I don't know. It's dumb. But my personal favorite is when it was 11, 12, 13. That was a really big deal.
Right.
Anywhere else in the world, it's 12, 11, 13.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Anywhere else in the world, no one gives a shit.
So I guess December 11th, that'll be very exciting for them.
And to be quite honest with you, I didn't give a shit either.
No. Although I saw people like, oh, I'm going to take a screenshot of my phone because it's 10, 11, 12, 12, 13. Like, you know, whatever.
And weddings were up and blah, blah, blah.
Really? It's a good release date for something because you can't really forget it.
Sure, right. If you want to do some sort of significant, I mean, maybe that's the same theory behind the weddings. It's you'll never forget it. It's easy to remember.
Yeah,
whatever.
Because it's nonsense. Everyone's forgetting people's weddings now.
Exactly.
Fucking Facebook.
Yeah. Who fucking cares?
Good times. Anyway,
this is Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Yep.
Episode 308. Mm-hmm. The Desolation of Thor.
The Desolation of Thor.
Because we couldn't use Thor of the Rings again.
Yeah, I was pretty sure we used it before, as a running joke in an episode.
Yes. Yeah,
so we're like, we haven't said this before.
So this kind of works.
Yeah, there you go.
of course, we probably won't actually be talking about The Hobbit at all.
No, there will
or
be
Smaug.
There was a trailer in IMAX in front of Thor when I saw it. I think it's the same trailer. I'm not sure.
I was going to say, I think it's the same one that we saw. It's
all right. Yeah. It's all right.
It's the same set of recycled footage just on
it's
IMAX.
It's the same footage, but spliced differently.
Right.
Or
right,
edited
right.
differently. Spliced, really? We're doing genetic engineering on the show? I don't
well, you know, a little of this, a little of that.
It's true.
Is that what did I see online? I think it was on the Sci-Fi Channel's website, which is a horrendous website, by the way, blaster.com. I go to it because sometimes I have decent stories, but...
You mean Blast-R?
Yeah, but it's a shitty site. But anyway, they had some sort of thing up. It was splicing things together, like Katniss shoots a bow and arrow at Indiana Jones. Why people find this entertaining?
What?
Why people take the time to create this stuff is fucking beyond me.
Wait. I'm not really sure what just happened.
I just described to you something that actually exists.
But shouldn't?
But should not.
Mm. There's a lot of that out there.
There is, and we'll talk about some
Speaking
of that
Speaking of which, trailers.
Let's play that stinger thing first.
All right.
And stick to some semblance of format.
Geek stuff. What's in the news?
Oh, I was really hoping we were going to get away with that.
Yeah.
But at least you went with four. I'll give you
exactly. Twist it a little bit.
So I guess Divergent is what we're going with first.
Yeah.
So this is...
Let's all go... Just kidding.
This is The Hunger Games meets Harry Potter, because instead of a sorting hat, it's like a sorting bowl. And there's a little bit of Terminator with Come With Me If You Want to Survive.
It looks like someone read a bunch of young adult novels.
Right. Well, it's actually based on a young adult novel.
There you go.
So there you go.
It looks like... Or maybe it's the book itself. I haven't read it. So neither anyone out there who's like, actually, it's kind of a good book. I don't care. That's actually a big problem of mine anyway, when people are like, oh, it should be like the book. I think we talked about this with Walking Dead.
Yes.
Guess what? Different medium, fucking adapt it. That's
right.
What adaptation means. But anyway, it looks like a mashup, speaking of splicing, of every other popular thing that's come out in the past 2 years.
Yeah, it almost looks like, you know, like one of those Not Another Teen movies or like, you
except
know
like a
those?
Serious version.
Right.
It's like, what would make sense? Well, attractive, but make her a year younger.
Right.
We want a little sci-fi, but also a little fantasy.
That's right.
We want a little, we need a famous person that shouldn't be in the movie at all.
Right.
It's literally a mashup of all these different things. I don't understand.
And it'll probably do gangbusters.
You think so?
Well, I think it's got a really good buzz around it. Like there's a lot of people that are actually excited for it, believe it or not.
Really?
Well,
I guess once Hunger Games, comes out, they have to wait another year for the next one. So
right.
In the meantime, why not watch the Hunger Games spinoff,
sure.
Which is what this is.
Sure. And of course, the lead in it, the girl, is Shailene Woodley, who was supposed to be Mary Jane in Amazing Spider-Man
2,
but then wasn't. But
I didn't know
she
that.
Might be in the third one now or whatever the hell it was. But anyway.
Did not know.
I don't really care.
Yes.
I feel as though I will likely see it on Netflix at some point, but that might be the end of it.
Yeah, it doesn't look...
And I had the same feeling about The Hunger Games. The difference with The Hunger Games is something... I was slightly more intrigued, and I actually went back and read the rest of The Hunger Games books.
Really?
And I liked them.
You
I
read?
Actually did... I do read on occasion, and I did enjoy them.
That wasn't, by the way, insulting. I was actually asking if you read.
No, I used to read more than I do now.
Gotcha. Because
I don't have, we were talking about this earlier, but I don't have a lot of time to do extraneous things.
Yes, I understand.
Life. Mm-hmm. And
mostly you read things with pictures in them.
I've been way behind on, but I've been catching up.
Okay.
I hope you've been catching up a little bit too.
I have.
Nice.
I'm starting to do that. iPads, great things.
But yes, iPads, great things. Let's move past Divergent. We'll talk about the other big trailer this week.
Yeah.
Which I think looks cool,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not sure why it exists.
I don't know why it exists either, and I don't know what the fuck they're going to do with it.
All right, so this is Maleficent that we're talking about. Of course, starring Angelina Jolie as Maleficent, Elle Fanning as Princess Aurora, of course, the younger sister to Dakota.
Yep.
Charlton Copley is in it, who I happen to like.
I like that guy a lot.
I like that guy a lot,
You know,
too.
He was behind the scenes for a while until Neil Blomkamp. Asked him to do District 9.
Yeah.
And then he gave an amazing performance and then was in the A-team.
Right, and now he's, like, doing stuff.
Yep.
So, this is the story of Maleficent. It's kind of the Sleeping Beauty tale, told from her perspective, and it's a bit of a prequel mixed in.
Okay.
So the trailer looks cool. I think Angelina Jolie looks pretty cool and sounds pretty cool as Maleficent. I'm okay with all of
that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I just don't get why we needed this.
I think Disney's trying to remind everyone that they're also Disney.
Is that what it is?
Because not only are they Marvel and Star Wars,
right?
They want to be like, but we're Disney.
But we're still Disney.
But we're Disney also.
We're still Disney.
And it looks like a dark take on a Disney story.
Well,
but they did this already. Didn't they do like Snow White and the Huntsman?
They
and
did, they, but like that was,
the, no, no,
I, don't think
I know,
that was Disney
I,
though.
No, no, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They redid these fairy tales it with like an adult style well, a couple of years ago. That was a big deal.
If and this you is saw official the Disney. Alice in Wonderland movie, which really should have been Through the Looking Glass, but the one where Johnny Depp played the Mad Hatter.
Yeah.
Which I enjoyed, by the way. I don't know how other people felt about it. I actually liked it, but that was kind of a dark take on, it was a darker take. I mean, Alice in Wonderland is really kind of dark when you take the Disney gloss off of it, it's really kind of twisted,
that's
but that
true.
Was kind
they're,
of a
oh, they're
darker,
all terrible. If you read the real fairy tales, really fucked
yeah.
up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I read Grimm's fairy tales as a child. In addition to being Disney fan, I read a lot of Grimm's fairy tales as a child.
Yeah.
And they're not as all pleasant and shiny as Disney would have you believe.
No. They're bad.
Both have a place, I suppose. But so yeah, Maleficent. The thing that I really want to see that was not in this trailer, I want to see dragon. I want to see the dragon form of Maleficent.
That's a good point.
I get, you know, that's the big reveal, though. I'm sure everybody wants to see that. And
yeah,
this is a teaser.
And that's what
full,
they did at the
so.
End. That's like literally the thing they did at the end.
Right.
Which is like, ooh.
Ooh, right. So,
cut.
Right.
Do we know anything about when it's coming out or anything like that? Or
it
this is just a teaser?
2015, I believe. Oh, no. I'm sorry. It is 2014. May 30th, 2014. I just was looking at the IMDb page for this. And yeah. It has Paul Dini.
Like the,
yeah, as one of the writers,
that's
pretty awesome. That really makes me want to see this now. Batman Beyond: Return of the Joker, Batman Beyond the TV series he produced and wrote on.
Yeah,
the Batman
I know who
Superman
that is.
Movie. I mean,
that's
yeah,
really
he's,
cool.
He's a big.
He directed
DC
a
guy.
Crap load of Justice League.
Yeah,
and
actually,
I know that because I'm watching a bunch of Justice League again.
Actually, wasn't Paul Dini and Bruce Timm behind creating? Created Harley Quinn.
Yeah,
Bruce
in the Batman
did the,
animated series.
Right, Bruce Timm did the illustration and the you know the style, but Paul Dini was the one that created that character. That's pretty. That kind of gives me a little bit of maybe a little bit of a different perspective on this.
Well,
I'm
could
okay
be,
with this.
Could be good.
Yes, it could be good.
Either way, it will happen.
It will. It's gonna
and
be, whether
we will
want
probably
it to or not,
we will probably watch it.
I am more interested
you know
in this than Divergent. I'll tell
well,
you
yeah, but anything could be better than that. I don't know.
Let's talk about the desolation of Loki.
Really? Are we just going to keep going with a bunch of the desolation of Loki? Yeah. Wait a minute. They're making a Layer Cake sequel?
I did not know that.
I just found that out right now.
That's interesting.
A Layer Cake. I actually really like that movie.
I liked Layer Cake.
With Daniel Craig?
Yeah, yeah.
With that back when, who's the new Bond guy? I think he was in this weird British movie called
right,
Layer Cake.
Yeah.
It was
who
really good.
Who directed Layer Cake?
I don't remember.
That was God, I remember the director was someone who I knew other work that he had done at the time. I'm drawing a blank on it.
And that's why we have the internet.
That is what the internet
Matthew
is.
Vaughn.
Matthew Vaughn. Oh Matthew Vaughn. Right. Duh.
And that's when everyone was like, wait, who's going to be directing? Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That was really cool. But apparently the sequel has Jason Statham. Yeah.
Well, he's kind of like a Daniel Craig fill-in.
Except, you know, with not as much acting.
Jason Statham is just, don't get me wrong.
This is how I see every Jason Statham movie. This is Jason Statham as Jason Statham in a Jason Statham movie.
Jason Statham is the closest thing that we have to like an Arnold Schwarzenegger or Sylvester Stallone.
A modern action hero.
Yeah, he's
I'm
the closest
you.
Thing we have to a modern
action hero. Except that he's not American, which is kind of funny.
I know, exactly. But
yes.
I don't entirely hate Jason Statham.
No,
okay
I don't
yeah,
dislike
you know,
him. I'm just
I
you
like
know,
the first Crank.
Layer Cake was really well done because it was also a drama
right.
that happened to be badass and very British.
Correct.
Jason Statham in it. I don't see any kind of I don't know the word for it.
Okay.
Not hard hitting.
All
there's
right.
A, there's fair a, literally a word that I cannot think of right now because again right. we're tired and we work.
Well, let's move past Larry King.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's go to Thor. Where were we? I don't even know where
Thor.
We were. Thor. Thor, yes. Let's talk about Thor.
Thor was just as abrupt as that. No,
Thor. So yes, we had a visitor that burst into the studio just now. So if you heard a little bit of silence, that's what that was from.
Yep.
So you saw Thor.
I did.
And I did not.
Yes.
We toyed with a title for the episode that was completely spoilerific.
Yes. So spoiler alert.
So right. If you have not seen Thor yet and you do not want to be spoiled, go away. Come back.
Yeah.
Look, you know what? Put it on mute.
Mm-hmm.
Put the show on mute.
Yep.
But watch the YouTube video or the feed with the pictures.
Right.
When you see the Thor logo go away, come back to the show.
There you go.
That works.
Yeah.
That's a good way.
Have some moments to yourself while you're driving along in your car or riding the subway or being really bored, browsing the web.
That's right.
Take a moment for yourself.
Infinity Gems.
Yeah, see, here's the thing. Jumping right to the end already.
I know.
The interesting thing about this movie is it wasn't bad.
No, actually, I'm really excited for this movie.
It was pretty good. I will say this. Natalie Portman did a much better job than she did in the first movie, except for a couple of scenes where it was almost like they didn't finish rehearsals, so she was trying it on stage. So I have like small little details like that, but overall, pretty cool.
Yeah, how was Christopher Eccleston?
He was good.
Yeah, but how was definitely. That villain? The dark, because the dark elf thing kind of was weird to me.
You know, when we saw the trailer, and I was joking that it's Thor of the Rings, I'm not far off. Like, giant battles with elves.
Right.
I don't care that they're space elves that happen to be able to shoot lasers as opposed to just swing swords. It's the same shit.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. The character designs are really cool. The ships are really cool.
Right.
The CG's awesome. I mean, it's a spectacle. It's a Marvel movie. It's a blockbuster movie.
Sure.
So that all lives up to that kind of stuff. But it has a little flavor of...
Well, all those things are appropriate for a Thor
absolutely.
Movie. So
that's what's really interesting, too, about all the Marvel movies is you also see, at least in IMAX, I don't know if it's in theaters, a five-minute Captain America preview.
Right.
It's like a scene and then a trailer with unreleased footage.
Right, right.
And you can tell how different that movie's going to be.
Well, it's obviously, each one is a little bit different. Each character brings its own thing, right? And each one clearly has different stories to tell. Which is why I think, by the way, Avengers worked so well. I think because they had again, this goes back to the DC Marvel thing and the Justice League thing and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But because I think they took the time to really establish just how different they were and they were able to play off of that and how it would work as a team, it's why Avengers succeeded. Thor, to me, was always the odd choice. Like,
yeah.
I get why you do it. You have to. He's a major part of the Avengers. He's a huge part of the Marvel Universe. But to me, he was always the scary one. How is this going to work with Iron Man, Cap, Hulk?
I think they did a great job doing that. Yeah, they're doing like this is mythology, which is what it is, which is what that universe is.
He is, though, still. He's just so different than the other ones. And much the same way that I think Guardians of the Galaxy is going to be the Thor of that phase, because it's going to be just so different.
It has to be. If you see, so the teaser at the end of it is Guardians of the Galaxy,
right?
Which was
it's
shot
the collector,
which
is that
honestly
correct?
Looks, yeah, it looks like I shot it on my iPhone. And,
right,
and I think last week we said it's because they shot it in 2 hours at the end of the day.
Right.
Benicio del Toro, pretty good performance.
Nice.
It's just odd looking, and we clearly know what's going to happen.
Sure.
You know, interesting setup, and then stay after that. There's a quick little credit sequence too, by the way, in case you're going to leave the theater. But overall, pretty cool. A lot of really good inside jokes. Definitely go check it out. I mean, I'm sure you're watching it anyway and have already seen it.
Right.
But go check it out. It was fun. It's a fun movie.
Let's go to the quick end stinger then, since you brought it up already, the Infinity Gems.
Yep.
So they pretty much confirm without naming them. Is that correct? Now, you might have to correct me on that. Do they call them Infinity Gems?
Not even a little.
No. Okay, so the Tesseract and the Aether are both Infinity Gems. And I think...
They call it Aether.
Oh, is it Aether?
Yeah.
Sorry.
No. It's probably Aether, but they call it Aether.
Well, it's spelled A-E-T-H-E-R. So I was pronouncing...
Yeah, it's the old school.
Yeah, it's the old school.
The old school.
But I think they reference what they are though?
They show not really.
Do they show the gauntlet again?
Do you
see the Infinity Gauntlet?
So here's what happens. When you look at when they show the book about what the ether is.
Right.
In, you know, crap, I just forgot the name of the world. Asgard.
Right.
Asgard, they're reading through the book. You can see the references to the other things. And if I had it on DVD or Blu-ray or bootleg, I would pause it and look.
Right.
So you do see a glove at one for a quick second.
Because you see the glove in the first Thor movie,
and
too.
And you do see a couple of other things. So they hint a little bit, but they don't mention it really. But they do say, I believe the words are one down, six to go.
One down, five to go.
Does he say five to go?
Yeah, the exact. I have the.
I think he
here.
Says one down, five to go.
One down, five to go.
There you go.
So Tesseract is space, and ether, I guess, is I'm not sure.
Reality.
Let's see. Soul, time, mind, reality, and power. Aether seems fit. Yeah, aether is likely reality. Tesseract would be space.
Yeah.
So.
So is the next movie going to be time?
Well, it
could that be. Could how Guardians of the Galaxy works.
It could be.
Ha-ha.
There's a lot to work with.
Solved it.
There you go. Look at you. Look Good. At you. All right, let's move past that.
Sure.
Let's stick with.
We'll give you a more in-depth review, I guess, next week when we got Kev on the show. We
yeah, can talk and hopefully maybe I'll get to see it before then. Although
there
I'm
you go, that'd be
about,
good.
But, let's talk.
I hear
a
some
bit
Russian
about.
Guy put it online. Or
yeah, they did. It's a cam version.
Oh, there
it's
you go.
Very good. Yep. Not that I tried to watch it, but I did.
Yeah.
So Star Wars Episode 7 gets an official release date.
And it's later.
And it's later.
So maybe that casting call actually is possibly
December 18th, 2015 is the official.
They pushed it
date.
Back, but it still is within the year.
It is still within 2015.
So they kept their word.
I'm okay with that. I would rather they push it back a little bit and have a good finished product.
I feel like that about a lot of things. You know, when the Watch Dogs
right.
with this, whenever they're like, oh, and everyone freaks out. It's, yeah, if they released it now, you'd be annoyed how shitty it is.
Right.
So.
Yeah. It's clearly Disney's trying to start making some of that money back. There's no doubt in my mind that's the driving force.
Yeah.
Although, you know, just make it back up in merchandising. Figure out a way to merch the hell out of it. Because it's Star Wars. It's not like it's never been done before.
Right. I think the biggest thing is if they expect this to be, you know, another 30 years of
right.
they can't make a shitty one again.
Well, that's right. You have to take the time
yeah.
to do it right. Cause in all honesty, this makes or breaks it. If episode 7 is another episode 1, that's it. There's right. not going to be an 8 and
they'll
9.
Just be, there'll be nostalgia around.
Right.
But right. that's it.
They're not going to put that kind of money out there over and over and over again.
You know, the only thing is, even if it's the worst movie on the planet, I still have a feeling it's going to hit some box office.
Of course. Of course. But what I mean is they'll have to think about it. And look, I know, because someone's going to criticize me. I know that the likelihood of not actually getting 8 and 9, no matter how shitty 7 is unlikely. You will likely get 8 and 9. But if 7 is bad, it does not set a good stage for 8 and 9. And 8 and 9 will become footnotes. They will come out. But they will be John Carter of Mars and the Lone Ranger.
Yeah.
That's what they will be.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I think that's just the truth. Both of those are Disney films,
I met
by
someone
the way,
who
so.
Liked John Carter.
But did you?
Yeah.
I know a couple people who liked it. Doesn't mean it was good.
No.
I know some people who really liked Lone Ranger. Doesn't mean it was good.
No. You're entitled to your opinion, even if it's wrong.
Right.
That's how I feel about it. Just kidding. You can like whatever you want to like.
No, you can't. No, absolutely you can. And look, if you can support it, I like some really shitty things. Take Sleepy Hollow, for example.
Yeah.
But, so my opinion on that is if you can get some entertainment out of it and feel like you didn't waste the money that you paid for the price of admission, then good for you.
Yeah.
I don't begrudge you that. I might not agree, but I don't begrudge it to you.
I can agree with that.
So.
I'm with you.
Kevin Smith.
Yep.
Has apparently seen the suit from Batman versus Superman.
Oh, great.
So there was some sort of fan event. I guess it was last weekend. And I'm going to read the exact quote from Kevin Smith. I saw the Batman costume. More than that, I saw a picture of him in the costume. Of course, referring to Ben Affleck. Now, I don't want to give anything away because that's up to them and stuff. But I'm going to say this. I instantly bear hugged him, referring to Snyder. You have not seen this costume in a movie or on film before. And for a comic book fan, it was mind-bending. I was like, get out of here. Only you have enough power to pull this off. Because everyone always like does this Matrix X-Men black armor. It was fantastic. I'm already a flag waver for this movie, but the costume, it blew my mind. I think everyone is just going to be like, holy shit. It's its own thing, man. It's like we haven't been down this path at all. I was so elated, even the hardest core. And he goes on for another minute or two, just spewing love and praise for the costume.
Oh, isn't that cute?
I'm excited that the costume looks great and that Kevin Smith is excited for the costume. I mean, Kevin Smith really has kind of positioned himself now as
the ambassador of geekdom?
No, yes, although I don't want to give him that much credit, but he has positioned himself at least as an ambassador or an expert on Batman. Between Fat Man and Batman, which the ones that I've listened to are really good. He talks about some really great stuff. He does some great interviews with people involved with Batman. The Scott Snyder ones were fucking amazing.
I didn't know that.
In addition to that, he also has written some decent Batman storylines. The Wilding Gyre and the one before that with Onomatopoeia. The name is eluding me right now. But they were pretty good Batman miniseries. I liked them. I enjoyed them. So if he's excited about it, I will feed off of his excitement and say that it's great.
I'm sure it'll look good.
That's the problem. I'm sure it'll look great.
Yeah.
I'm still not sold that
Snyder's
great
at the flashy visual shit.
Yeah.
No one's denying that.
But
they're denying everything else.
Right. Right. I'm still not convinced that this is going to be the be all and end all Batman in a film, or it's going to be amazing. Look, Man of Steel, whether you loved it or hate it, no matter how much money it made, Man of Steel did not get the overwhelming praise that they wanted. Man of Steel got lukewarm reception that made a lot of money.
Hey,
and it's why they're putting Batman in the second movie.
2/3 of that movie wasn't bad.
There you go. So there you go. So Kevin Smith has seen the costume. Apparently it's really fucking cool.
We'll find out.
Speaking of costumes and that X-Men Matrix thing.
Yes.
That Kevin Smith alluded to. Apparently on the Wolverine DVD, which did that come out this week or is that next week?
I do not
know. It's coming out in the next week or two.
Is it?
There is an alternate after credit sequence that was not in the film, but is on the DVD as bonus.
Cool.
And it involves Logan getting a gift from, it's not Yukio. What was the female's? Was it Yukio?
I know what you're talking about. I don't know.
The lead female, whose name is, I want to call her Yuriko, and I know it's not. But the lead
Mariko?
Female.
Mariko?
Maybe it's Mariko.
That's the name
is
in
it
the
Mariko?
Comics.
Okay. So she gives him a case. And he opens up the case. Have you seen this image? He opens up the case and it's like classic Wolverine. It's like yellow and black.
Oh, really?
Like it's like a helmet and it's kind of like stylized gloves.
Interesting.
It's pretty cool looking.
Hmm.
You know, I'm going to put the show on hold for 1 second.
Sure.
Oh, it's an episode of Big Kids Geek Stuff without a technical difficulty.
Right?
We just had a whole, 30 or 40 minutes of great dialogue on that Wolverine costume.
It was fantastic.
And none of it recorded.
Nope.
So now we're going to boil it down to 30 seconds.
Yes.
It looks cool.
It looks cool.
I'd love to see it in Wolverine 3.
Yep. It was nicer when, you know, they had individual costumes.
That's
back
right.
In the day.
Back
it all kind of looks the same now.
Yes.
First Class, I thought they were, you know, pretty cool the earlier, not just jet black, but you're right.
At
they all kind of looked at a team,
right.
but it
looked
wasn't
like a team.
As individuals. Hopefully we'll see it in the third Wolverine. I don't think it's going to be in Days of Future Past.
And done.
And that was what we talked about.
That was it. Just boil down.
Yep.
I think that's it.
That's as close as we're going to get to a wrap-up, by
yes,
the way.
Yes, that is as close as we're going to get
that's
to
it.
A wrap-up. Do you have any other new stuff that you want
Noah,
to discuss?
Noah, the Darren Aronofsky thing?
Yeah, I don't care.
I want to say I like him.
I like
Darren
him too.
Aronofsky.
Although, Darren Aronofsky to me is... I go to Darren Aronofsky when I want to be thoroughly confused by a movie, but still somehow enjoy it.
I got you.
And I don't understand how you do a confusing Noah movie. That's the part that I'm trying to figure out.
We'll find out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe Noah's not actually a person. He's from outer space.
No, no, come on. We're not. No. No, that's ridiculous. What is this, a Marvel comic?
Dude, what you know, like, Aronofsky is very heady.
He is,
and he's
yeah.
very trippy and his films are odd.
Maybe he just wants to make an epic.
Maybe he does.
We'll see.
I hope it's good in that regard.
We'll find out.
All right.
Any
video game things? I mean, obviously, yes. PlayStation.
PlayStation 4 is coming out Friday, so I'm very excited.
Xbox One got pushed up.
Next week.
Next, right, but it's earlier.
Is it?
I think it's a few days earlier.
I don't think so.
I could be wrong, but I thought I had read it's a few days earlier.
Then it better be at my house that day.
I don't know how that's working.
Oh, God.
We
guarantee first day delivery, except when we change the first day.
Except when the day is released. I do know that the PlayStation 4 app was released today.
No, November 22nd.
Oh, I thought for some reason I thought it was moved up.
No.
The PlayStation 4 app was released today for iOS and Android.
Yes, I have it. Totally useless. Once again.
You think? Well, But
well,
we don't know.
That's no. But that's my point. Right. We don't really know how well this is going to work. And it's just like they did before. I have a PlayStation 4 controller and a PlayStation 4 game sitting in my house.
So the only benefit I could see to it now would be you could potentially purchase games now that you will then be able to download once you have the system on Friday. That's the only right, exactly. Exactly. It's like having Killzone in your house for
It's like the dumbest shit ever. All but, it does is not allow you to return shit. Yeah. Like that's pretty much it.
So yeah, that and then
Doctor Who trailers are coming out finally.
Yeah, I cannot wait to go see
it. I'm not watching any trailers. I'm just gonna see it when it comes out.
The trailer that I saw looks fucking amazing. The only thing I'm gonna say, which is not spoiler at all.
Okay.
If you haven't been living under a rock. Is that it just makes me miss David Tennant as the Doctor. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like Matt Smith, but seeing that trailer really made me miss David Tennant.
He's really good. And I liked him in Broadchurch. Is that what it's called?
Yes, Broadchurch. I loved him in Broadchurch.
Yeah. Did you finally finish that,
by the way? I did finally finish it. Good. And it was worth the wait. Worth its weight in gold.
Oh, the other thing I want to point out, Homeland.
Yes.
Really on point.
Okay.
Those of you who watch it. I actually decided to watch Prisoners of War.
Okay.
Which is the original show that it's ripped off. I'm sorry, based on?
Yeah.
I mean, the original producers involved, and it's not the same. It's similar, but it's not the same. Still really good show.
All right.
So if you're not averse to subtitles.
Check it out.
Check that out.
Okay. I'm addicted to Tiny Death Star.
Are you?
Yeah, I have like 28 levels already.
I haven't even downloaded it yet. I'm trying to fix my phone.
You know, yeah, right.
So.
I really should not be nearly as addicted to it as I am. I will say I have not paid for anything.
Okay.
I haven't bought any bucks. Yeah, or anything It's Sim Tower.
Yep.
But in the Death Star.
Why wouldn't you want to play that?
Did you ever play Sim Tower back in the day? I like Sim Tower.
It's fun.
Build the movie theater. You get to pick the movies that you. It's not quite that in depth.
Right.
But it's really
still fun.
It's Sim Tower.
Android and iOS.
Android and iOS.
All right. So everyone can check that out.
So everyone
except
can check
you,
that out.
Guy on a Razor.
Right. Except you.
Why do you have a Razor?
I don't know.
Shit away and go upgrade your fucking phone.
You know what else I wanted to talk about very quickly?
Yeah.
Project Sen.
I don't know what that is.
So friends of the show, a very good friend of the show, actually, Zach, he does an online comic called Unlife. But he has been involved in the character development for... Actually, I think I sent you the link to this last week. That's when you checked it out. But I did send you the link. Project Sen is a Kickstarter campaign right now.
I'm not looking at it, by the
way. For a platform game that's coming out.
Based on Mega Man.
Kind of Mega Man-ish.
Ish.
Kind of Mega Man-ish. It looks like it's going to be PC and Mac at first, I think.
This was sent to me on November 6th.
Yes. I was going to say, I know that I sent it to you.
Yep.
The character designs look really cool.
Mm-hmm.
If you liked Mega Man games, and I mean, did you like Mega Man? They were fun games.
Yeah, it's Mega Man. I mean, not all of them because there were too many.
Yeah, right.
But it looks kind of cool. I like the teaser.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
So please check out that Kickstarter campaign. I will post a link to it and support it. A couple of good guys that are working on it. I know a bunch of the guys that are involved.
22 days to go.
And what are they at now? How much have they raised?
They're at 12.5.
And they need
80.
80 to do it. So 22 days ago. It's going to be tough, but the designs look work. Zach did a great job.
Yeah, and, they're really cool looking.
Yeah. So please check that out and support it if you can. And I think they might eventually have stretch goals that might involve other availability as far as what you can play it on, but don't quote me on that.
Fair enough.
And I think though we could take our first break now.
Let's do it.
All right.
Ahoy, hoy, and welcome to Game Stuff. I'm your host, Coke Logic. Greatness awaits no longer as the PlayStation 4 is finally upon us. You may even be listening to this podcast as you wait outside an electronics store, hoping to get a system because you didn't pre-order a console like you should have back in June. If you are looking for a PlayStation 4, try contacting Sears, Kmart, or mom and pop stores, somewhere that may carry the system, but people wouldn't think to go to try to buy it. Does Kohl's department store still have a gaming section? I remember they did in 1991, and that was for the launch of the Super Nintendo. The PlayStation 4 retails for $400, which is $100 cheaper than the Xbox One. Seems like a fanboy thing to bring up, but if Microsoft is going to be forcing Kinect 2s on every one of their users, I'm going to point out that you're wasting an extra $100 on a camera you might not even use. Sony, on the other hand, is keeping their camera peripheral completely optional. If you want that camera and microphone option, the PlayStation Eye will cost you about $60. So if it's not something worth investing in now, it's something for down the road. But hardware, schmardware. What's a video game system without the video games? Here are the retail games that you could buy at a retail store. Angry Birds Star Wars, Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag, Battlefield 4, Call of Duty Ghosts, FIFA 14, Injustice Gods Among Us Ultimate Edition, Just Dance 2014, Killzone Shadowfall, Knack, Lego Marvel Super Heroes, Madden NFL 25, NBA 2K14, NBA Live 14, Need for Speed Rivals, and Skylanders Swap Force. And then if you hook your PlayStation 4 up to the internet and jump onto PSN, there's Blacklight, Retribution, Contrast, DC Universe Online, Divekick, Flower, Playroom, Resogun, Soundshapes, Super Motherload, Trine 2 The Complete Story, and Warframe. So, after the PlayStation 2 and Xbox 360, I decided to place my bet on the PlayStation 4 this generation. So I picked up Killzone Shadowfall, Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag, and Battlefield 4, just because I know you're curious. I also considered NBA 2K14, but then again I haven't played a basketball game since the NBA Street series. I would mostly want it for a graphical showpiece. And the other game I considered was LEGO Marvel Super Heroes, because LEGOs are fun, and Marvel rules. But there's only so much money in the old bank account. And the reason I was able to afford three launch titles is because all this week until Saturday, November 16th, Target is holding a buy two, get one free sale on all games, including PlayStation 4 titles. So run, don't walk, but check store availability first to a Target and have yourself an early Christmas. Or for our Hebrew listeners out there, an early Jewmas. And finally, a PSA from GameStuff. As you may have read on my Twitter, at CokeLogic, I strongly suggest you do not buy BioShock Infinite Burial at Sea DLC. What was once promised as a return to Rapture with a film noir story turns out to be an hour and 20 minutes of gameplay and a poorly written plot that wouldn't pass for bad fan fiction. I won't spoil anything, but unless I'm missing something, and I'm not, the story actually contradicts its own fiction. And as part one of two, at $15, this is just a rush job cash grab that should be avoided. If you really need to play it, at least wait until part two comes out to see if that pays anything off. This is Coke Logic signing off for Game Stuff.
This holiday season, prepare for thrills at Geek Fleece 6. Free admission and fun for the whole family. Our vendors will have the best toys, comics, and collectibles. Geek Flea is also a marketplace for local artists like photographers, comic creators, painters, jewelry makers, clothing designers, and more. Bring your appetite and feast on sweets and hot sauce. DJs will be spinning all day. Enter a raffle and be the next big winner. Geek Flea 6 is sponsored by Loop Lounge, Paradox Comics, Arcade Jersey City, Comic Explosion, Garden State Roller Girls, and 80stees.com. The table is set and you are invited to the best show on the East Coast. Geek Flea 6. We promise you'll leave stuffed.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 308. The Desolation. Wow, that was terrible. The Desolation of Four. Apparently, I have a new tongue today. Or I'm allergic to something and my tongue is swelling up my head. If I die halfway through this segment, don't be alarmed. It's okay.
This death sponsored, just kidding.
That's right. Actually, no, this death is sponsored by Suburban Vinyl.
That's a terrible thing.
No,
they
come
want
on.
Their name associated with that?
Sure they do.
Oh, man.
They're good people.
If it happened, though, I would take a picture, get them to cast a resin.
There you go. Yes, Suburban Vinyl in Waldwick, New Jersey.
Indeed.
Please, if you are in the area local to New Jersey, check out the shop. Some great stuff going on there all the time. But if you are not, check them out online at suburbanvinyl.com. Of course, there's a coupon code, which is Big Kev, and that will get you 10% off your purchase.
That's good.
So check them out. Please shop there. They have some new shows coming up in December, but they haven't officially announced them yet, so I don't want to announce them. If that's fair. Of course, Suburban Vinyl will be.
You don't
want to
announce the things that aren't announced?
Well, because I don't think.
How evil.
I don't think they would be upset if I mentioned them, but I don't know all the details, so I don't want to give anything out at this point. What I will say, though, is that a little cross sponsor promotion here. Suburban Vinyl, as well as Big Heads Geek Stuff, will be at Geek Flea 6.
Ooh.
Coming up on November 23rd
okay.
in Kearney, New Jersey. So come check that. Will you be there that day? Will you be
I coming don't to hang know. Out that day? I would right? like to.
If you
we
can,
will
you
find
come.
Out.
Yes. They will be there. Chris Dolfer, of course, from Kidding Industries. And you know Chris because we talk about a lot of his product and
yep.
the Sumo Troopers and whatnot. He will be there as well. And speaking of Chris and things like that, Chris's Leftover New York Comic Con exclusives, as well as the Hollow Shells New York Comic Con exclusives.
Oh, those are awesome.
Are all up in our Big Kev's Geek Stuff
hey, they're there
store.
Now.
So check that out. Please go over to storeenvy.com or it's bkgs.storeenvy. I cannot speak tonight.
Yeah, just go to the main website, click on stuff.
Store. Click on store. Yeah. It'll bring you there.
It's way easier.
And check those out. And I think with that, we could probably move forward with the show.
Yeah.
Geek Stuff, comics, books, and graphic all novels.
Right. Some comic books.
Talk.
Really, the only Batman 25 came out this week, which is significant because it's the next issue in the Zero Year
yes
storyline. Now, I don't want to spoil anything for you because I
Please
know
don't.
Where you are in the story.
Yeah.
So, I'm just gonna say that Snyder is doing a great service to a character that I really like that doesn't get enough play, in my opinion.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. Not only that, but I like what they've done with the Red Hood gang, which isn't spoiling anything for you.
No, yeah.
So
it's very cool.
The conclusion to that is really good.
Yeah, it's all of this new 52 Batman that I've read is pretty good.
Yeah.
That's what I've noticed.
Yeah.
I have a couple issues because it's a comic book, so it's like we could resolve this, but we don't want to because who knows where we're going with it later.
Right.
Other than that. Pretty impressed with how it's written and everything.
Right. I don't have problems with open endings when they are eventually addressed and resolved.
Well, we don't know yet.
Right.
That's why I don't know if I have a problem right. with
you. You know, I don't want it to be the Russian in the Woods episode of The Sopranos.
Come on.
Do you know are what they, I mean?
Oh, well, I was just going to say, are they still making the movie? And then I realized, yeah.
No.
Novel? Maybe? Comic novel, book novel. Version?
I don't know. The only other book I wanted to mention that came out this week was Injustice Annual Number 1, just because I really liked that book.
Yeah, apparently... That's a really intense book that people are liking. I know it was originally the tie-in for the game.
It was, although it's very different than the story from the game.
Once it was a prequel to the game.
Right.
And then once it hit time in the game, it went a different direction.
Completely different direction.
And then it went ongoing. And apparently people are really into that book.
It is a good, I'm calling it just an Elseworlds title at this point. It's a good Elseworlds book. So cool. Check it out. And then I know that you still haven't fully started yet, although the new issue is not out this week, but Saga is still... I finally caught up on Saga.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Is it really?
It's really a...
And you get still, a taste of how different it is, panel one.
And still shocking. I read something in issue 15 this week, something sexual. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why. Like, it's nothing I haven't seen or read before. In a movie or in another book or wherever, but something just about it was just kind of visceral and just in your face, explicit, and it just caught me off guard in a good way.
Listen, if a book can do that,
yeah,
like this far in,
yes,
that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I still say Brian K. Vaughan is one of the best comic book writers ever.
He's pretty badass.
I've loved everything
he worked on. Lost for a little while, right?
He
drifted into the TV area.
He did in the early days.
Yeah.
And then much like any TV show that hires good writers, eventually they just fire him for no good reason. So
it's a very good reason.
So
look at these cheaper people.
Yeah.
Or people we have contracts with.
That's why I think Heroes went downhill. I fired all the comic book guys. Brian K. Vaughan, awesome. Saga, awesome. Batman 25, awesome. We will. I'm going to charge you with catching up with your Zero Year.
I will do that.
Now, I am not caught up in the other DC books that are Zero Year involved.
Okay.
I haven't read the Green Arrow issue, and I don't know what other titles have it. I'll be honest with you, I probably will not. Much like...
You're not going to read Green Arrow.
Green Arrow.
Okay.
I had high hopes of reading all of the Forever Evil issues, but because there was three and four of some of them, it's impossible. So I gave up.
If someone like collects them for you, you know, yeah, well, whether at your favorite retailer right. or at your other favorite retailer,
right.
then it's much easier. But if you have to like go hunting and search, I know how like first worldy this shit is.
But
you know.
even if I had them all at my fingertips, let's say for the sake of argument, I had them all in front of me right now.
Yeah.
It is so time consuming.
You're right.
And I am so far behind on other books that I really want to read more that I don't know that I care about random Green Lantern villains in the DC universe.
I'm not. See, the problem with me is I'm a completionist in a lot of ways.
Right.
So sometimes that prevents me from doing anything. Like in a video game way, I'll go there first.
Right.
Mass Effect. I want to experience every damn thing and talk to every character, which right. means that it took me 4 hours to get in normal 20 minutes of story.
Right.
So I'm like, well, fuck this. I can't keep playing. I'm going to, but you know, that's right. the case. When I read Death of the Family, right?
Yeah.
I had to read every single tie-in issue. Court of the Owls, I went all the way back to like All-Star Western for no reason. I want to read every little facet of
all right.
how that ties together.
But with those books, I did that as well.
Yeah.
Death of the Family, Court of the Owls.
Yeah.
I read all of the companion issues, even mm-hmm. for the books that I wasn't reading.
Yeah.
But for Forever Evil, it's 3 and 4 issues for 52 DC titles.
Is it really? Forever Evil?
Well, that was the name of the villain's
thing,
was Forever Evil.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it was Batman 23.1, 23.2, 23.3,
got it.
23.4.
Yeah.
Batman the Dark Knight, 23.1, 23.2. Green Lantern, 23.1.
All right.
Red Lantern.
You know what I realized that
Swamp Thing, Animal Man. I just don't have the time.
Well, who gives a shit? Do right. they actually tie together, or are they just
insofar as it was that whole big villains take over the DC Universe yeah. event?
That's,
yes,
that's cool.
But I don't think they all
well. Then who cares?
Fit together that
well. Then that doesn't fit into what we're talking
but
about.
There is
it's
a
not
forever,
a cohesive.
But there is a Forever Evil miniseries that kind of tied it all together, but I don't think you need to read each individual issue to read those. So maybe you just skip those.
I'd rather they all come together cohesively, or you don't have to read one to read the other. But so I have no idea. I didn't
right.
read it. But what I realized is New 52, and I know they said they started it this way on purpose.
Right.
I think I'm mostly going to stick to Batman Family.
Yes.
They call them families, right?
Yeah, the Batman Family.
Batman Family, and the other ones I'm just not going to deal with for now.
Well, I've been sticking
with... I'll
read
collected arcs later. But,
see, but I'm not even sticking with Batman Family at this point, because there are too many Batman Family books.
Whether
if
like,
you want to read Batman
how
Family
how many are
books,
there?
You have to read Batman.
Yeah.
Batman the Dark Knight.
Yeah.
You have to read
Detective,
Batman and Robin.
Detective Comics.
Detective.
Red Hood and the
Nightwing.
Outlaws.
Red Hood.
Yeah.
Birds of Prey.
Yep.
Batgirl. Which one?
Batgirl. Yep.
Suicide Squad.
Oh, I didn't think about Suicide Squad.
You have to read...
That's 10.
Diamond Incorporated, but that is over now, yeah. right? So, but that's 10 or 11 books. That's a lot of books
yeah.
for the Batman family.
Yeah, but if you're not reading anything else, like for myself, I'd
right.
probably be reading that and Saga.
Right. So I am reading Batman, Detective, Dark Knight, and the Batman family. That's it. Yep. I will branch out to Nightwing and all those other books. When it ties together with something significant.
Right.
And then I'm reading Green Arrow and Justice League of America, and that's it.
Is Justice League good still?
Justice League was good. It got real shitty for a while.
Yeah.
With that whole Pandora storyline.
Okay.
It's getting a little bit better again, so I'm going back to it. Justice League of America has been so-so, but Green Arrow's in it, and I'm a glutton for punishment, so I'm reading that. Green Arrow has been great on its own.
I just I'm at Justice League Unlimited now.
Yes.
Which is just season 3 of Justice League.
Sure.
And the first episode is Green Arrow getting recruited.
Nice.
You know, do you yeah. know the uh-huh. episode I'm talking to? So I was like, oh, I remember him.
Yeah.
That's the one I know the best. Yes, I know the comics and everything, and I've right. read here and there, but that's like the one that I associate
yeah,
with Green
that's
Arrow.
Okay, though. That's totally acceptable, I would say.
Yeah, it's a good version.
So yeah, that's too many fun comics. Plus, but the other thing is I'm also reading Star Wars.
Yeah.
I'm reading The Star Wars.
I was just going to say.
Reading...
How is that? Is that still interesting?
The Star Wars? It's interesting in that it's different. Like, I don't know that I would be interested in it if I wasn't interested in Star Wars.
Well, that's what I mean. If it were a standalone story, you'd be like, wow, this is so much like Star Wars.
Yeah, if it was a no, standalone joking, story, yeah.
But it's cool to see where
it's cool
came
to see
from.
Where it came from.
It's the origin story.
Or the different of it.
Yeah.
You're right.
I got you.
So... Star Wars Legacy has still been good, but I'm reading that. I'm also reading Superior Spider-Man because I'm a Spider-Man fan. Yeah, I'm reading Saga.
Is Dr. Ock still?
Yeah, but...
Really? That's still going on?
Well, I'm behind an issue or two, so maybe it got resolved and I don't know.
Fucking... It's not even a good idea. Why would you do it for 20 issues?
I know. But yeah, so I'm reading, so I read Saga also, and then I read a couple of other random
onesie twosie thing. I like Danger Girls, so I read Danger Girls. Like that's gotcha. Like pop culture. That's like poppy, fluffy, silly.
Yeah.
That's a fun read, you know?
Right.
I'm trying to catch up.
That's the thing you read while you're driving.
Right.
Yes, kidding. Exactly. Don't read while you're driving.
I'm trying to read Fables. So I went back to Fables issue one.
Aren't
there 130
doing...
issues of it or
Fable,
something? Like
that? Yeah. Fables.
Yeah.
Fables. Fable?
Fables.
Fables. It's Fables. I'm sorry. Yeah. They actually made a game. So Telltale I don't know if you guys. Yeah. Telltale Games did The Walking Dead.
And the Back to the
which
Future.
Which is crazy cool. And they did one for Fables.
I don't think it's been released yet.
No, it has.
Oh, is it? Is it
I'm
out?
Pretty sure.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't think it had been
It just has
yet.
A different name and you may not associate it with Fables.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure it's out.
All right.
And apparently people really like it.
Here's the good news about Fables. If you want to read it and...
The Wolf Among Us is what it's called.
Yes. Fables is ending with 100...
Like ending?
Like, yeah, in issue 150, which is sometime in 2015, I think.
Well, that sucks.
Well, it's good and it's bad. If you've never read it before and you want to be able to read a complete story...
Oh, no, that's great. I'm just going to wait till 150
and then do
hopefully they do a major, massive
they'll
release.
They'll do absolutes or
no,
something
No, they'll
like
do.
That.
They'll probably do like 1 to 10, 10 to 20. 10
no,
to 10.
They'll do absolutes, which are bigger collections than 1 to 10, 10 to 20.
Okay.
They'll do like 1 to 40.
Like The Walking Dead did with a giant
yeah,
fucking compendium
like they did
books.
With Sandman, like they did with...
Yeah, that'll be good.
So yes, Fables is... But here's a good thing about Fables coming to an end. It's coming to an end on the writer's terms. He wants to.
Oh, win. That's good.
It's not. It hasn't been. It's not a new creative team.
Did 100 bullets?
That's over.
I know, but was that a writer choice?
I think so.
Okay.
I think he was just done with it and was done with it, and that was it.
Because it was a really cool premise when I started reading it.
Yeah,
when it released.
I read 100 bullets for a very limited time in the beginning, and then I was just like, oh god. You know, I like being able to read. I figure by the time I catch up with Fables, 150 will be out. It'll take me a year and a half. So it's okay if I start now. But like I read Preacher, all of Preacher when it was done.
Yeah.
I read Why the Last Man, all of it when it was done.
Right.
So stuff like that.
Oh, wow. I forgot about Why the Last Man. Isn't that Kayvon also?
That is Brian Kayvon. Yeah. Fucking great. So yes. So maybe we'll talk a little bit more about Zero Year next week, at least after you catch up.
Absolutely.
Does that work for you?
Yep.
All right, let's move into to product then.
Let's do it.
Geek stuff, product reviews.
So I had two things planned for tonight.
Tell me about them.
I had Power Lords figures that were sent to us from the Four Horsemen.
That's cool.
But I don't want to talk about them without Kev here.
Fair enough. That makes
because
sense.
I think he really
wants to talk about
those.
Yeah, absolutely. That
so
would
we'll
be
save
that would
those.
Be mean. Okay,
right. We'll save those for next
What's
week.
What's the second thing?
I will say they look pretty fucking cool though.
Spoiler.
The
more like a tease.
Well, you've seen them. I mean, most people have seen them before, I would hope. And if you haven't, they're pretty fucking cool. The second thing, this is just weird, but kind of cool. Martin Sue and Big Shot Toy Works has a figure coming out. I think it's next year. Miyazaki.
Yeah.
It's based on Miyazaki, the film director.
That would make sense.
It's a stylized, almost kind of like a Funko kind of. Like that, it's kind of like a Funko style, sort of, but not entirely.
What the what?
You know what Funko is? Yes.
Yeah.
But you sort of it's.
I haven't seen the. I don't know.
It's,
can
it's
we pull
weird.
An image of it?
There's a teaser. There was a teaser image of it online.
Mm-hmm.
I could be completely off base, but something about it kind of felt Funko-y to me. This company also put out a figure based on Woody Allen last year, or DesignerCon this year. It's called Allen. You know, and this one's called Miyazaki. So if you are a Miyazaki fan and you feel as though you want a Miyazaki figure in your personal collection representing, you could check that out. Again, I don't know. It looks kind of cool, but, you know.
It's just weird.
It is weird.
It's a weird thing to...
Well, yeah, again, it's...
Are they doing Spike Lee? Or
Dude, Spike Lee is getting sued by that family.
For what?
Did you hear this? All right. So Spike Lee, when the George Zimmerman thing was
going on,
he retweeted that address that they thought was George Zimmerman's address.
Oh, that's fucked up.
But it wasn't. It was like some elderly couple's address.
Holy shit.
And they got like death threats.
No, you
and,
can't
like,
use Google Maps
and
Street
home.
View. Yeah, come on, man.
People showed up at their house and like threatened them and all.
So he retweeted it?
Someone else tweeted it.
So he can't do an original work, much like Old Boy.
Boom.
Full circle.
So he's getting sued for big
still
money.
Gonna see that.
Still gonna see
I want to know why directors decide they want to make shot-for-shot remakes of other movies.
I don't know.
Unless it's going to be totally different. We'll find out
soon.
No,
it's not going to be totally different. It's going to be totally different, and then it's different people.
And they're white.
If it's a shot-by-shot remake, it's not totally different.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe the trailer is all shot by shot, but we'll find out there's a huge difference.
I don't even think you
would call
that
try.
A tribute. No, I call it plagiarism.
It's a shot for shot right. remake.
If I did a shot by shot rewrite of Old Man in the Sea, yeah. I'm pretty positive I would be sued for plagiarism.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no creativity in that.
No, I don't get it either.
It's
really just the cinematographer being like, oh, I made it. I got the shot.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I am so proud that I was able to mimic someone else's
That's what you do when you're like 12 and trying to figure out how to use a camera.
Right.
Oh, I really like that shot. How did they get the dolly zoom, also known as the Hitchcock zoom thing, also known in the diner where they do that. Anyway, like that's when you're trying to figure out how to use a camera.
Right.
Why are you spending millions of dollars to remake a movie?
I don't know.
Just read subtitles, people.
Spike Lee has lost touch with reality at this point.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Spike Lee has become a caricature of Spike Lee. Spike Lee is now the Mad Magazine version of Spike Lee.
Yeah, except that he's making a movie with white people.
Well, you know.
I'm just pointing it out.
Yeah, well, you know.
Where is the strong, I'm going to break down barriers, Spike Lee?
But it's white people who originally were Koreans.
That's what I'm saying. So, why not at least keep it Korean? I don't know. I feel like there has to be a Spike Lee twist.
So
I'm hoping, man.
Really, what you're saying is it should have been an all black cast, and it would have been more
appropriate. No, I don't mean it that way. Not appropriate. I'm saying why would you get Spike Lee to do a movie that has nothing to do with Spike Lee?
Well, was this his pet project? Did he want to do it?
I have no idea. The thing that I wonder when big directors do something like this, are they secretly making deals with like, listen, fine, we'll fund your little weird independent movie that no one's going to watch if you headline this one.
Right.
And they go, man, all right, fuck it. And they show up on set with every shot printed out from the original one, hand it to the DP and say, do this, and go write this script for the other movie they want to make. I just wonder if there's something like that going on, but I'm also assuming with hope.
It could be only because I think there might have been another trailer or another teaser that was released.
Yeah.
But I feel like Old Boy should be bigger than it is.
Like a bigger deal than it
is? Yeah. Like you're not reading about it every day. There's not leaks and there's not new shots from the set, and there's not.
Well, what could there be? I bet you I could leak the whole fucking thing by photoshopping his face on the original.
Right. But my point is.
Yeah, I get it.
I almost wonder if you're right and that he kind of just phoned it in to do something else for somebody else.
Right.
And because I don't feel like there's a buzz around it either. I don't feel like people are talking about it.
I think the most people are talking about it are the people who've seen the original, like myself and other people.
But you should be selling this to the people who have not seen the original at this point, I would think.
Yeah.
Right? That's your target demo at this point is right. And then you hope, you know, as a film fan, that some of those people go back and watch the original and say, what the fuck was Spike Lee's problem?
That's the question.
So
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's doing Inside Man 2.
Clearly.
Here's the project. You ready? I'm looking at what's next.
Right.
Da Blood of Jesus.
Well.
Da Blood. It's literally D-A. And it's about a movie about human beings who are addicted to blood.
So it's a vampire film.
It's a vampire movie about Da Blood of Jesus with Michael K. Williams, who's amazing. And if you don't know him, he's from The Wire. And he's also
He's Omar on The Wire.
He's also on Boardwalk Empire.
Yes.
He's Chalky White.
It's Chalky White. He's a great actor.
He's great.
Yeah. I don't know why he's going to be in Da Blood of Jesus.
Because Spike Lee said so.
Fucking retarded.
I wonder if that's what it is. Maybe he wanted to make this movie and everyone's like, are you fucking out of your mind?
Fine, here, you have to do Old Boy.
Yeah, and there are two of them, it looks like.
Oh, Da Blood of Jesus and Da Blood of Jesus 2? The Return of Da Blood?
Da Platelets?
Jesus Christ.
If there was a Kickstarter, they should call it Da Blood Drive.
I just want to say that I am behaving right now because I have some really offensive jokes that I want to make, and I'm not.
Please don't.
I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah. The scapegoat wouldn't appreciate that.
There you go. Mauser update.
Yeah.
I got a second package of Mausers.
There you go.
And I plan on building upon this little display.
Are you actually going
to
do it?
That I've started to toy with on my desk.
But
I will say that they are becoming harder to find now that I want them.
Really?
A month ago, I could have bought a dozen of them at once. Now I have to search through six pegs and find one package of them. So hopefully they'll get re-solicited like much of the other TMNT villain packs. I think we could probably wrap this show up now.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff.
Yes. So, we don't have another sponsor for this block.
Oh, that's
so
awkward.
Now this is the point of the show where we say, if you are interested in sponsoring Big Kev's Geek Stuff,
Yeah.
Drop us a line.
Do it.
We'd love to help promote your store, blog, show, whatever.
Whatever it
we're
is.
We're open. We're horse.
Yeah.
That's good. We take money for services.
We're not horse.
Oh, okay.
We are prostitutes.
We are. I'm sorry.
So whores don't need money.
That's right.
They do it for enjoyment. We do it for money.
That's right.
You see the difference there. Exactly.
And this type of prostitution, legal in New Jersey.
Is it?
I think so.
Sponsorship?
Sure.
Corporate sponsorship? I'm sure it is. It's legal in America, period.
It's not payola.
It's got to
right?
be. Have you seen NASCAR? No, me neither. But theoretically, they have, you know, logos all over the place. So,
right.
Definitely do it.
If you would like to advertise on this show, reach out to us and we would be happy to talk to you.
How can they reach out to us?
You can give us a call at the GVM line,
which is 425-920-6050.
Or you could drop us an email.
Yeah.
At bigkevsgeekstuff@gmail.com.
Cool.
And yeah.
There you go.
I will say now, since we were talking about sponsors, though, please support the Amazon link.
Yeah, do that.
Thank you for those of you who continue to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We are hopefully upgrading some of our equipment in the near future, and that is partially dependent upon
it's kind of
both
important.
Sponsorship and the Amazon link.
Yeah.
So check that out. I will say as a follow-up to last week, two things, actually. If you were at BlizzCon this past weekend, or DesignerCon, or any other local convention, big or small, call into the GVM line again.
425-920-6050.
And leave us a review.
Yeah.
I enjoyed having that review last week.
Yeah, me too. I know a couple of people who were there. Maybe I can get them to do that.
That would be pretty awesome.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Also,
it was in Vegas, so there could be other stories that they may not be able to share.
So mostly what stays in Vegas can stay in Vegas, but some of it can leak out.
Mm-hmm.
Last week we had the contest for the Introducing Volume 5 that we were giving away.
Yes.
We didn't actually set an end date for that contest.
Did we not?
No, which is an oopsie. Oh. Normally we give, I think, 3 weeks for our contests. So we will say not this week, clearly, because that was week one.
Right.
What is 2 Wednesdays from now?
2 Wednesdays from now is the day before Thanksgiving.
So there will not be a show that night, more than likely.
Is there? Is that 2 weeks?
It is 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
So why don't we say we'll give it 1 extra week then.
There you
we'll
go. Because we messed up.
We'll give you an extra week.
Yep.
We are going to keep it tied to the episode 307 post, though.
Okay.
So go to that post. 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, of course, is the cutoff so that we can make the announcement on the show that night.
There you go.
Please enter that contest. And I think that's about it.
Yeah. BK Geek Stuff.
Yes.
Not that that's useful. At Scapegoat GS. And, of course, your fine self.
At Geek Stuff OG.
Cool.
And I guess we will end this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff the way we end all episodes, by saying goodnight, Big Kev, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Roads go ever on, over rock and under tree. Where never sun has shone.